Hi everyone, this is Ruru.
And hi, this is Kent.
Welcome to English-ish. This is the very first episode of our podcast. I'm getting super excited, Kent. And I really like the name. How do you come up with this idea?
Thanks, Ruru. Well, English, as we all know, is sort of a difficult language to understand some of the nuances of, and it's especially difficult when regionally the English language is very different. So I grew up here in the Midwest, Chicago specifically, and have spent most of my life here. And so the idea is we speak English here, but we speak a little different dialect of English than probably anywhere else. And so that's the ish on the end. So we speak English, but it's a little different.
Well, that is so true. I was born and raised up in China, actually. So coming to Kellogg is my first time living in U.S. And you know, in China, we started to learn English since primary school. But even like that, sometimes I can still feel the language barrier in my daily life here. So my vision for this podcast is really to offer non-native English speakers like me with the language and culture tips, especially those might not appear in the textbooks, but quite helpful and practical in the daily life.
Great. Well, let's get started.
Cool. So today we are going to talk about Thanksgiving, how to prepare an authentic Thanksgiving dinner. So Kent, what's the time of this year's Thanksgiving?
Right. So Thanksgiving falls on November 28th this year. It's easy to remember because it's always the fourth Thursday of the month. And actually, this is the latest Thanksgiving can ever fall because the 1st of November was a Friday.
Okay, so do you have any plan for that?
I'm excited. I'm going to be spending Thanksgiving in Indiana with my wife's grandparents. How about you? What are you planning for?
We will go for a Peru trek. I think there are a couple of friends from Kellogg. We'll go to Peru for about a week.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And it's interesting, actually, we have about two groups of people. One group of mainly international students who will have a longer trip, and another group, I think, mainly Americans who will come back before the Thanksgiving. That's exactly Thanksgiving Day. And it feels like it's really an important holiday here that people want to spend time with their family.
Yeah, absolutely. It is probably the most important holiday in the U.S. It's the only holiday that's celebrated by all Americans, regardless of religion or creed. And so it's really a time to get together with the whole family and friends.
So what is the typical thing you will do in Thanksgiving? I see from those TV series that usually there will be a huge turkey on the table. So are you still doing that now?
Yeah, we will definitely have a turkey at my Thanksgiving. And the turkey is interesting. It's more of a symbol of the festival rather than anyone's main dish.
So the turkey, I suppose you are going to still cook that, right? Can you tell us briefly what is the process of cooking a turkey?
Sure. The first and probably most important thing about cooking a turkey is picking the right one. It's important to get roughly 1 pound of turkey for each person that you're inviting over to your Thanksgiving. So you start by getting a turkey that corresponds that way. Then the important thing that many people forget is most of the turkeys you might buy in the store are actually frozen, and it takes a long time for those turkeys to thaw. So it's important to move the turkey into the refrigerator a few days ahead of cooking. Otherwise, it might not be thaw in time.
Okay, so what do you mean by thaw?
Yes. Thaw, spelled T-H-A-W, means to let frozen foods become soft or liquid and ready for cooking, similar to saying unfreeze something.
It can also mean melt, right? We can say like the snow starts to thaw in March or April.
Absolutely. Similar idea, although for a turkey, hopefully your turkey isn't melting. Instead, it's just becoming less frozen. And there are certainly horror stories of people who start prepping their turkey and find out just hours ahead of the dinner needing to be ready that the turkey is still frozen. So it's a good idea to start thawing the turkey in the refrigerator several days ahead of time.
What if you forget to thaw the turkey in advance? What will you do then for your dinner?
Then you then you order a pizza because there's no grocery store that's going to be open on Thanksgiving.
Well, that will be the worst Thanksgiving ever, I would say. So you just also mentioned that saw the turkey in refrigerator. So by that, do you mean the bottom part of the refrigerator compared to the freezer, right?
Right. The freezer, in my understanding, would be the top part of the full refrigerator, which is the sub-zero temperature, or the sub-31 Fahrenheit temperature. And then the refrigerator component is the less cold bottom section for keeping foods fresh.
I always thought freezer is the one we see in those grocery stores or supermarkets where you store those frozen food or like ice cream. Is it a similar concept?
Very similar concept. Anything you might find in the freezer at the grocery store, that would be in the freezer at your home. And then the refrigerator is again, more of those fresh items.
Oh, it sounds like it really takes tons of work and time to prepare turkey.
It absolutely does. Turkeys are not easy to cook. But interestingly, turkey is not really anyone's favorite part of the meal that I'm aware of. It's, like we talked about, more of a symbol of the festival, and it's an important part of the dinner. But again, there's more delicious foods to be had at Thanksgiving than turkey.
So what else dishes, like what other dishes do you have?
Well, probably the biggest sidekick to turkey is stuffing. And stuffing is a dish that is basically turkey fat soaked breadcrumbs, and everybody prepares it a little differently.
So soak, S-O-A-K, means putting something in a liquid for a time so that it becomes completely wet. So usually when we are preparing food like beans or black fungi, we need to soak it overnight.
Exactly. Another way to use soak is to say that we soak the excess water with a cloth.
But it really sounds very fatty. So you just soak the breadcrumbs with turkey fat? Do you need to bake it separately, or you just put it in the turkey and bake it together?
Yes. Well, to start, Thanksgiving is not a good place to begin a diet or or even stick to a diet. So there are a lot of very rich and fatty foods at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. My usual way of cooking the stuffing is in its own dish, but traditionally, stuffing was cooked inside the turkey body cavity while the turkey roasts. And so this is where the expression, the American expression you may have heard, "I'm stuffed," comes from, which you could say when you've eaten too much or when you are very full.
Well, although it sounds so fat, but I'm really excited to try this year. But definitely need a workout after that.
Absolutely. There are some dishes that are a little less high in cholesterol. Green beans is something that is very common on the Thanksgiving table. For some reason, green beans find their way into one dish or another in just about every family's Thanksgiving gathering.
And it's really easy to cook green beans, right? You can just boil it and make salad or just put it as a side.
That's right. Absolutely. It's a pretty easy vegetable to work with. And generally, most people like green beans, the taste of green beans. But then after the sides, we also generally have desserts that accompany the meal if you still have any room in your stomach after the giant meal. And a very traditional one that most people are familiar with is pumpkin pie, which is a pie made with pureed pumpkin and sugar.
Wow, that's really one of my favorite desserts here. But what do you mean by pureed?
So pureed means to blend into a sort of mush or paste.
So my guess is most of the baby food is pureed. We can also say like pureed peas or pureed noodles or pureed spinach.
Exactly. And this pumpkin pie puree is one of the few things that adults and baby food have in common or will continue to eat. But after it's baked, it forms a little thicker layer. But people usually eat pumpkin pie with a heavy helping of whipped cream or ice cream.
So helping here has nothing to do with the verb help. It is used as a quantifier, meaning a portion or an amount of food given to someone at a meal. Like we can say a helping of ice cream or a helping of pie or cake?
That's right. Helping is a quantifier word mainly used for side dishes. So you could ask for a helping of green beans or whipped cream, but you would probably ask for a slice of turkey or a slice of pie.
Gotcha. So any food that you need to slice into different portions, you can say a slice of instead of a helping of.
That's probably a good way to think about it.
Okay. So anything else? Any other special dishes from your family?
Well, every family has their own special customs and dishes for Thanksgiving. For example, my family has liver dumpling soup every year, and it's my very favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Kent, you are literally the first American I know that's eating organs. It sounds really delicious to me. How do you make it? Do you make the dumpling with the liver, or you just cook it together within the soup?
So we use the liver from the turkey and make dumplings out of them, traditionally using the turkey broth from last Thanksgiving or from some other time in the year.
Can you make it for me this, maybe after Thanksgiving, coming back from Peru?
It would be my pleasure.
Thank you. So after talking about the main dish, the side, the desserts, and the last but not least is the wine, right? Mm.
Yes, that's right. Definitely important part of the winter season in the northern part of the U.S. is warm mulled wine, which is a popular beverage all through the winter and not just on Thanksgiving.
Okay, so mull is a verb here. It means to heat the wine with sugar and spices to make a hot drink. So mulled wine means the heated one with spices.
Yes, exactly. Have you tried any?
Oh, yeah. I just bought some mulling spices last week in Evanston. It's a blend of cinnamon, ginger, and orange peel, I think. And I really like it.
That sounds delicious.
So any other thoughts for our listeners about their first or second Thanksgiving in the States?
Well, if you're joining someone else's family for Thanksgiving, talk to the host about what you could bring. Sometimes they would appreciate bread, pie, or maybe even a traditional dish from your culture. But when all else fails, bring flowers.
That's what I'm good at. Flowers and a big smile. Are you now ready for a heavy, rich Thanksgiving dinner? And don't forget to go to the gym after that.
Right. And please feel free to give us any feedback or questions by emailing englishishpodcast@gmail.com. If there's any content or topics you want to hear about in the following episodes, we'll be happy to take those questions.
So we will see you next week.
Bye all.
Happy Thanksgiving.